Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, I read in the newspaper the other day about a super louse, and I was very surprised to find that a super louse does in fact come from the hare. Well, since all advertisement placards and television adverts and goodness knows what every other one is about a shampoo, I'm surprised that we do have hair lice still with us these days.
Yes, I'm afraid it's true that Britain is being invaded by the louse again. There are several different kinds of louse. The one that's causing us most concern at the moment is the head louse. There are body lice, and there are also crab lice, but they're a different kind of problem. The head louse is back in full force. The super louse you've heard about was reported in Lancashire, and they gave it that name because it was proving a little bit resistant to the older types of treatment that we used for clearing heads of these rather nasty creatures. The louse is a creature that crawls around on the scalp, causing irritation. It makes you scratch. It's very distracting, very irritating. And of course, the scratching can break the skin and can lead to infection and all sorts of problems. They breed very, very quickly, and it's the breeding method that does cause one of the problems, because whilst you can remove the louse mechanically, that is, pick them out with the fingers, the eggs of the louse are much more difficult to remove. These things are called nits, and the louse lays them and sticks them onto the strand of hair with a special kind of cement that's very, very difficult to dissolve and remove. The egg sits there for anything from 2 days to a week, and then it hatches out. And within a week to a fortnight, that louse is breeding again. So very, very quickly, if you are infested with these things, you can literally become a crawler. We have seen cases of children and some adults with their hair literally moving up and down. You could see the thing swarming about like an army. Now, anybody can pick these things up, but the risk is much less if one does take care of the hair, regular brushing and combing and washing, and being fastidious about one's headgear, making sure that children, for instance, don't put on other children's hats. They often do. This is a joke and a game. And if the other child is infected, the lice very quickly will move from one person to another. Now, most people are ashamed. Many parents feel if their child gets an infection, an infestation of these lice, that they're going to be condemned. They're not. It is something that happens, particularly as there are so many of them about. And rather than trying to hide the condition, one should be quite open about it and seek proper help and advice. Because if the job is done properly, they are comparatively easy to clear up. The school health service, the school nursing sisters, are very experienced in sorting out this kind of problem and giving advice. And chemists too will advise on a good kind of shampoo that will help to kill off not only the louse, but its eggs, the nits as well. It's not like the old days when we had to cover the hair with foul-smelling, horrible, noxious material, and in some cases they even used to shave the head of a child. These days have gone now. There are quite pleasant-smelling shampoos that are used in almost the ordinary way, rubbed into the hair, and good washing and rinsing afterwards, and a few treatments should completely eradicate the problem. But we shouldn't leave it, we shouldn't try and hide it. Long hairstyles are perfectly all right if they're cared for. The great problem is that so many people don't care for them, and this applies to the boys as well as the girls, the men as well as the women. Fellas, if you're going to have a long hairstyle, look after it. Otherwise, you'll not only feel lousy, you'll be lousy. And again, better to be safe than sorry, better to be live than lousy.